The Adoption Rights Alliance has called for an audit into how long adopted people are waiting for their birth information after new figures reported by today's Irish Times show thousands still haven't had a full response to their application. The Birth Information and Tracing Act 2022 provides guaranteed access to information like birth certificates and medical data where it exists. Since it became operational in October of last year, almost 10,000 adoptees have applied for their files. The Adoption Authority of Ireland and the Child and Family Agency TUSLA have completed almost 6,500 requests for information, but a further 3,000 are outstanding. We've been getting reaction to this from Susan Lowen, co-founder of the Adoption Rights Alliance.
I think it's entirely predictable that so many people, 30% roughly, are still waiting on their information because there has long since been a lack of resources, but I think even more importantly, there's a cultural problem at the Department of Children and Equality, at TUSLA and at the Adoption Authority. They've spent decades withholding this information from people and they simply do not understand the import and significance of needing to know your origins and needing to know who your family of origin is.
Do you accept, though, that there are, it seems, practical challenges here? The department is saying that, gathering this information often involves examining a number of files that are held by different organisations. It takes time.
Indeed, it does take time, but still, if the vast majority of adoption agencies, if we take the likes of St. Patrick's Guild, who operated out of Dublin, or the Sacred Heart Adoption Agency, who operated in the southwest of the country, they, all of their records are centralised with TUSLA and have been with TUSLA since 2012 and 2013, respectively. So TUSLA have had over a decade to sort out this information. And I know myself, as someone who was adopted through St. Patrick's Guild, that St. Patrick's Guild had pre-typed application forms for the natural mothers. So the bulk of the information is in that sort of application pack, as it were. And I think the vast majority of people are looking for information on their families of origin. And I think if it has, if it's proving to be a problem, I think TUSLA and the Adoption Authority should perhaps start stratifying the information and say, look, we'll get the most important information out to you, which is about your family and family of origin, and if you wish to indicate that. And then after that, we can go back for a second bite of the cherry and look at where the information is further dispersed.
How frustrating is it for the individuals who are waiting for this information? I'm thinking particularly perhaps maybe that they might be hoping to make contact with the birth mother, and obviously that may be somebody who's quite elderly at this stage.
Indeed. You know, this cannot be allowed to continue as a waiting game. Time is of the essence here. And as I'm always at pains to stress, this is not pure and curiosity. These people, the mothers who are still alive, this could be, people might only have a number of years in which to make contact. They've already waited decades for this information. And the heartbreak which results in adopted people discovering that their natural mothers have passed away. In fact, now some natural mothers are discovering that their adopted children have passed away. So this is of the highest possible importance to families.
And I was going to say, on this question of family reunifications, the figure given by the department is 244 reunifications, and I think of those have been 88 families that have been reunited. They've met up again.
Yes.
So the numbers of that sort, are they what you might have expected? Are they disappointing?
I think they're disappointing. Adoption Rights Alliance, of which I'm the co-founder, we run a peer-to-peer support group on Facebook. And at any given time, there are thousands of adopted people, siblings, natural parents, participating in that in the discussions there. I would imagine that we reunite more than 88 pairs of relatives in any given year. We are an entirely voluntary, unfunded, non-statutory group. And to think that a very finely funded organisation such as the Adoption Authority of Ireland can't manage to exceed our numbers is just quite frankly, not acceptable. And I think there needs to be an audit of how long it's taking these traces to proceed.
Just a last question, Susan. I note that 3,270 applications have been submitted now since this new law came into force in July of last year.
Yes.
Interestingly, more than 450 are from parents or other relatives, not from people who were adopted.
Yes, and actually that's always been the disparity. The contact preference register, which has received, as you say, roughly 3,200 new applications, but it also holds roughly a figure of 15,000 applications that were kind of grandfathered from the previous contact preference register, which was a non-statutory instrument. And on that old version of the contact preference register, there was a similar disparity. Now, again, I would blame the lack of advertising, the lack of engagement with parents, but I would encourage particularly siblings of adopted people to register on the contact preference register, because often siblings are discovering many years, maybe after the death of their parent, that there was an unknown older child which they were unaware of, and they probably have scant information. So I would encourage them at the very least to engage with the contact preference register, even if only a handful of siblings are reunited. That's worth everything.
That's Susan Lowen from the Adoption Rights Alliance speaking to me earlier.